Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and creator of the Celestial Timings, with a look at the cross-quarter time of August, and also known as Lammas or Lunasa. Lunasa was the Celtic name, and it begins with the letters L-U-G-H, Lu. Lu is the god of light, the sun, or the representative of light, and Lunasa is a time when the sun is in Leo, and Leo is most like the sun, and there's all this energy of light. This cross quarter was a time that was very important for the harvest, for victory. In fact, Lunasa does mean harvest and victory. Now, when the Christians came along, they renamed this cross-quarter point Lammas, L-A-M-M-A-S, Lammas, and that was a way to bring a more Christian element into the celebrations that the pagan people were doing. And so they kind of had to meet them on their terms, but they were able to change the name. And Lammas actually means loaf mass, because it's the harvest of the grain, and that was responsible for making bread, and so that was one of the ways that was energized at that particular time. Now, interestingly, prior to the patriarchy, this was a time that was honoring the sun goddess, not the sun god, but the sun goddess. And there are many cultures we still have remnants of that. And actually, one of them is Sekhmet. She is a sun goddess. She has the solar disk on her head. She is the daughter of Ra, the sun god. And so we have stories. We still have some of her stories that can tune us into the element, you know, to this aspect of the honoring of the sun that happens at this time. So the celebrations were, in ancient times, usually around the time of either the new moon or the full moon. We had the new moon can either come first and then the full moon second, which would be create a 2-week festival time period, or the full moon can come first and the new moon can come second. And sometimes they just focus on either the new moon or full moon closest to the cross quarter. So if there was a full moon or new moon within a few days of the exact cross quarter, that would be the time they would focus their celebrations. Just depended on the culture and maybe at the different times. We've kind of lost touch with all of that, so we're not really doing that so much anymore. But this is also still within the dog days of summer. The Sirius, the dog star, is rising up out of the underworld, technically visible on August 8th, with the exact cross-quarter usually happening on August 7th. So those two things are now happening kind of simultaneously. Another thing that would happen in this time would be the sun conjunction to Regulus. And over time that has shifted. So now Regulus is at zero Virgo, and the sun conjunction to Regulus is happening on August 23rd. So it's not happening at the exact cross quarter anymore. And that's due to the movement of the seasonal signs 1 degree every 72 years through the signs, and they process backwards. So actually, the signs move forward, the but they're moving backward through the constellation. So we had Regulus in Leo for 2,160 years approximately, and in it was, I think, in November of 2011, it officially moved into the seasonal sign of Virgo, which means that it was exactly where the sun rises 30 days before the autumnal equinox at this particular time. So if we looked at 13,000 years ago, this would have been the 30 days prior to the spring equinox, when the sun would have been conjunct Regulus 13,000 years ago. That would be the exact halfway point or opposite point of this. Now, if it was 6,000 years ago, it would have been where the sun was rising at the spring equinox. So the movement, the slow movement, 1 degree every 72 years of the sun with different stars is the background. And that's now happening as we get towards the end of August. So this cross-quarter time is the time that really is about victory, the celebration of the divine, of the light, of the sun, of the harvest, of all that nurtures and supports us. And it's a great time to tune into, to work with ceremonially in whatever ways that you find work for you. And if you can get together with other people to do that, and if you want to celebrate it on August 1st or 2nd, which is more traditional in these times, but has nothing to do really with either the lunar calendar or the solar calendar, because we're going to really celebrate the solar cross quarter, we do it on August 7th. And if we're going to celebrate the lunar cross quarter, it would be at the new moon or the full moon closest to August 7th. So just keep that in mind, and you can then celebrate and work with these mysteries in a way that allows you to feel that connection to the magic of the cross quarter, because this is a time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and you know, accessing other dimensions. It's the in-between time, or exactly in between between a solstice and an equinox. And each cross quarter is either between a solstice and an equinox, or an equinox and a solstice. And actually, the Celtic people would say this would be the start of the season. So in the Celtic calendar, this would have been the start of the season of fall. And depending, of course, where you are on the planet, it would be spring in the southern hemisphere, fall, going towards fall in the northern hemisphere. But that's more for the northern latitudes. So if you're further south like I am, we're not getting towards fall at all. It doesn't start until definitely you start to notice a change, usually in September, but it still can be pretty hot in October. And it doesn't necessarily feel like fall until November. So this also is very dependent on where you are on the planet and how you would work with this time, and how you would create your ceremony to reflect the seasonal experience you're having, to reflect your connection to the Leo mysteries, what's going on for you around that, and how you want to celebrate self-love and radiating light and that sense of connection to all, that connection to the divine within yourself and to all of life.